And thank you for holding space. It's a rare space to be in such a place. And I love being in circle. It feels like being hugged. So I just want to share a couple of stories on this topic of transformation. A few small stories, very small stories. So my own journey of transformation started several years ago. And I remember sitting at a gathering in Starbucks, about a half dozen of us. We'd just been exposed to the concept of generosity and being different, and a lot of us were business school students, which I guess means that we didn't know much about generosity. Oops. Maybe I can walk in a different direction. I'll just walk around. So we decided that we wanted to experiment with different ways to be generous, and we didn't really know how, because it was very new. It's very weird to be told, why don't you try to be generous? So one of the people in the group said, you know, I think we should hand out lemonade. And it was a novel concept. The idea came up because it's really hard to be egotistical about handing out lemonade. And I thought about it. I realized that when I was in second grade, outside of my apartment complex, there were these two second grade girls that they would hand out lemonade to people, and it made them feel really good. I said, well, this is great, and I can't feel good about doing things that second graders would do and walk around with a big head, so it's impossible. So great, let's do it. We all got together. We went to Central Park, lived in New York, in Strawberry Fields, and we all started handing out bunches of lemonade, hundreds and hundreds of glasses of it. And it kind of built over weeks. You'd think it's a very small thing, but the reaction that happened was unbelievable to me. People started coming up in tears, emotions. Why would you do this? No strings attached at all. One guy came up, he said, I know that there's a product coming out. I know. You're not telling me it's guerrilla marketing. I get it. It's fine. 20 questions went on. The whole thing is unbelievable. Second piece that I learned, misdirected happiness. So we got all these compliments. This lemonade tastes amazing. I love it. What did you do? It was Crystal Light. We didn't spike it. But that's the shift that was happening. And there was another shift that was happening, which was inside of me. I started thinking differently. I was asking, what is it that makes people feel so moved by what's happening here? And I thought that what was really standing out was holding space, which is what we're all doing here now. There's something about creating that space for synergistic value to come up. And I saw it happen again and again. It's just hard to translate that into dollars and cents or something that's tangible. And I remember talking about this in one of the interviews that I went through at a job a couple years later. I got this fantastic response. The guy says, well, that's great for somebody who's in retirement, but this is a job. So you've got to do something real. This isn't going to work here. So I said, well, that's fine. But there's something about holding space that I'd really want to try out. So in my next job, I'd been working there for a little bit, about a year. It's the one that I'm at right now. It's a mid-sized impact investing office. And so the principal of the group and I went out to lunch, and he said, look, you've been doing a good job. What do you want? Of course, what do you want means, what do you want? Of course, I've been drinking the lemonade. So I've got a different thing going on in my mind. And I say, well, what I really want is, before we have meetings, I'd love to have a minute of silence. And he looks at me, investment office. He says, no, we don't have time for that. And then he thinks, he's like, well, let me sleep on it. He comes back, he realizes, I know what he could have asked for. All right, have your minute. So the minute became 2 minutes, and then two became five. And then five became gatherings and retreats and circles and shifts in thinking. And you'd think, okay, well, that's nice, but that's five people. It doesn't really change the world. But we talk about all these ecosystems and the shifts that happen, and we can't really count on how they manifest over time. And so we started tracking our own storytellings in the office. We started asking people, what are you doing to try to hold space in the portfolio companies that we're working with? And one day we came across a gentleman, a very wealthy gentleman, one of these Forbes list types of people. And he's very interested in diversifying his assets, moving into real assets, because he has his own take on what's happening in our macro context. He wants to invest in land. So one of the companies that we've invested in is also working with land, regenerating land, trying to build soil as fast as we can. And it also happens to make money. So we spoke to him about it. We said, well, you might be interested in investing with us. Well, actually, we didn't do that. Because of the practices that we had in our office, rather than have this me-first attitude, what can you do for me because you're this Forbes person and we need your capital, we started asking deeper questions. We sat down with him, and he tells us one night over dinner, you know, my children, they are environmentalists. So we're like, no, yeah, that's tough. Sorry. And so all of a sudden, we started having this conversation. We realized that he had a really difficult relationship with his family. So we offered him this opportunity to send his son to one of the ranches that we have to work on what it means to be a person that's connected to land at a deeper level, almost like boot camp in many ways. So his son shows up. He's a teenager. He's got this punk rock thing going on, the saggy pants, and he spends 3 months on a ranch. He comes back a different person. He comes back with a sense of connection to his family. And 3 months later, there's a gathering where this gentleman is present, and he walks up to us, and he's got tears in his eyes, and he says, what do you want? Anything. Anything. And we're all in tears. To me, there is something about transformational value. It breaks a person's thoughts on logic apart. And I can't tell you that line between the lemonade and this person who's made that shift. But now what we're doing together, putting capital at work in ways that are really beautiful and really powerful, but would never have been possible if we led with awareness first, as Nipun was saying. We led with transformation first. I feel like that's really the center of what I'd love to have a community to practice with. How can we all as a group put transformation in the center, practice generosity first and foremost, even when it's difficult and scary? The more we can connect with each other to that end, I think it gives us all strength.